Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Once again, our God is a great God. He's a merciful God. And God has blessed us this day to stand where we're standing in this time that we are today. There are many things that are going on in this world we live today. And all I can say to many of you, beloved, listen, our Lord is soon to come. Keep our eyes on him. And I would like to just take you to a few passages of scriptures and discuss them, hopefully, that we can come together with some understanding of what God is doing for us and through us. One of the things that I found out, while Paul was at the church at Romans, he ended his contact with the seventh chapter of Romans, verse 25. I thank my God through Jesus Christ, our Lord. So then, said with the mind, I myself said the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin. So that was a understatement here that Paul was writing to get us to understand. He says, I thank my God. O wretched man that I am, O who shall justify me from this? Who's going to be able to take me from this body? Nobody's going to be able to take me from this body. Not the mayor, but God Almighty. Not a governor, only God Almighty. Not a lawyer, on God Almighty. See, we have to understand what God is saying to us. And I will say this so tonight that we come together. Teaching is very important. What we see and what we see directs us to what God would have us to do. When we trust in Paul, he was a writer that said these words, and when we hold it, he says, God through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Our Lord. He included himself in us. Our Lord. So then with the mind, with our mind, the spiritual mind, I myself serve the law of God. With my spiritual mind, I serve the law of God. Hallelujah. If you can just deep into that and see what it's saying. See, because you look what it's just saying. But with the flesh, this body of flesh, the three layers of skin that we have, don't we know that it's going to die one day? Do we not know that we're going to have to be of company to God? Do we not know that God wants to use us? Do we not know that God has a great work for us? Do we not know that it's the law of the mind? Paul writes it so. But see, Paul, he also, as the Holy Spirit gave him instructions, Paul said, I have nothing. I have lost all I have, only save Jesus Christ. He says, everything that I have, I count as being done. All the knowledge that I have, all the understanding that I have, I count as nothing but done. So I will say this tonight, who are listening and those who are coming on, I will say this, in the 8th chapter of Romans, here's where Paul began to kind of cut deep in with the word of truth. He says, there is therefore no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. Let me put an underscore right there. Don't let people go around condemning you. You're a Christian. You're nobody. You go to church every Sunday. You go every Tuesday. You go every Thursday. You go every Saturday. You go every Sunday. Don't let them condemn you to them which are in Christ. Because we're not the enemy of darkness. See, Satan doesn't have a place to fight. What we have to do is, as believers, we have to stay to the core. There is, therefore, no condemnation for them which are in Christ. And to all the Christians that are speaking tonight that are in Christ, there is no condemnation. Don't care what nobody say about you to you. Therefore, there is no condemnation. Whatever you try to condemn him with, Jesus Christ paid the price. Jesus Christ paid the price. And as we go on to this, I'm gonna show you what God has shown me. Perhaps you're gonna identify with me, perhaps you're gonna say, well, no, but we still love the Lord. Walk not as the flesh. The flesh. Every man know we got boxed up, fixed up, we got big legs, small legs, big legs, but the flesh. See, the flesh, nothing. It sweats. It has to feed it. Everything is under the spirit. But the spirit is eternal. It is eternal. Because it belongs to God. And we live by the spirit of God. Not by the soul, by the spirit. God is spirit. They that are in him in the spirit. So look at it, look, listen. Hallelujah. Yeah, after the spirit. See, when Jesus sent the Holy Spirit, Paul telling the brothers and sisters down in Rome, he said, look guys, he said, I long to get into Rome. He said, I've heard about you guys with all this education you got, with all this pomposity you got, with all this everything. He said, but one thing I would say to you, he said, let me ask you this question. Therefore, now is no condemnation. All of who are following me for Jesus Christ, no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. So why do you want to condemn them? Why we can't say we can't lay hands on the sick? Why we can't say we can't raise the dead? Why we can't say we can't do this on this day? Why we can't? Because they want to condemn us. Don't fall victim to the foolishness of the enemy. I say to you tonight, unequivocally, God is a great God. He's still merciful. God still loves us. He loves us so that he gave his son. He pointed out that day 2,000 years ago, Jesus Christ died for us. But here we are right now. We're on the air saying to those, for the law of the sin of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, by me living according to the word of God, for the spirit of life, for the spirit of life, hallelujah, in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law, from the law of sin and death. For the Bible says in Galatians 3:11-12, it says, he that was hung by the tree was condemned of the law. I mean, listen to that. See, when you point to proof, you can take the foot and see it better. And here's what it says. Paul writes and says, brother, I speak after the manner of man, though I be but a man, a covenant, yet it is of confirm. No man disown or abide there. Now Abraham and his seed and his promise made, he said not, and not to seed of many, but as of one, that's Jesus Christ. And to say, which is Christ Jesus. Now, here's what he brings up. He says these words to bring it to us. He says, I want you to understand. He says what happened when Abraham was to be a blessing to the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. That we might receive. See, everyone that hung on a tree was cursed. They were cursed, but because God did what he did through Abraham, God made it possible for us to take notice. He wants to take us to another level so that we can be what we're supposed to be. Beloved, a lot of people that say they love God. There are a lot of people say that they adore God. There are a lot of people say, I'm on God's side. There are a lot of people that say it's God. A lot of people say that they say what they don't say, say what they live, but not what their heart, not what their action. Because they're looking at only what they can get for the benefit of themselves. The flesh that they live in, I live in, we got to condemn this flesh. If it's your flesh, we got to fast and pray that this flesh will not rise up. We got to starve this flesh. People today, a lot of people don't want to take food from it. I'm not going to let my body go without food today. That ain't me. Well, if you're going to be have the life in Christ, you have to do some things that Jesus did. Matter of fact, we got to do what Jesus did. We got to have the same lifestyle. We got to live it. We got to love it. Take years of sitting in my office, look over these up on the wall of all the nations, America, Africa, Lord have mercy, South America, India. Look at all these different 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 different people. And I say, you know, God is still in charge of the 2.7 billion people. And God loves us even today. But I'm not, everybody said, well, today is Martin Luther King Day. Well, what about Jesus Christ Day? You give more, Martin Luther did what he had to do, but how about giving a little bit more to Jesus Christ? And I put Martin Luther King down. I know what he does. I was there as a young man when they did what they did to him. But I'm here to tell you, I know one named Jesus Christ. Somebody somewhere has got to come into the conclusion. And I don't want you to be left out there by yourself doing what you think is right. And you know it's not right. You know that you're not living for Christ. Stop lying. Stop lying. Stop lying. Willie Hunter, stop doing things, Willie Hunter. Stop. Stop. Stop, Willie Hunter. Stop, Willie Hunter. Repent and be filled with God's power. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have life eternal. And when we have life eternal, God has made it so possible for us. We're living in a time where, like in the same scripture, it says, for what the law could not do, see, the law couldn't do it. Praise God. For the law of the Spirit is life in Christ, has made me free. Made me free. I'm free. That's why I can say I'm free. I'm totally free. I'm free from the bondage of sin. I'm free from going to hell. I'm free because I live in my Lord. I live in my Lord's place. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, the law of sin is that all sin and this sin was a go against the will of God. Death was to be put away from his presence. And I would say to see, there's a physical, there's a spiritual, and there's one eternal there. We got to make a decision where we want to be. And beloved, if it appears to you that you want to live with God, I keep saying you're going to have to give your life up to him. Your physical life is nothing to it, to him, because it goes back to the earth with its tongue, it goes and it becomes a part of it, ashes to ashes. Death to dust. But I want you to know there's a part of me and a part of you, hallelujah, that will live in eternity. It is called the spirit of life, the soul. Oh, bless the Lord, oh, my soul, and all that is in me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, hallelujah. Let my soul praise the Lord. Let my soul cry, hallelujah. See, God is so good to us. Now, here's what Paul writes, verse 3, 8 and 3 says, for what the law could not do in that it was weak through the flesh. Oh, wait a minute, homie, wait a minute. You used to be able to pick up 450 pounds of pounds, but it was weak because the older I get, the weaker I got. The more the flesh starts deteriorating, the slower it gets. But God into the spirit. Are you ready? Are you ready? He says, God sending, hallelujah, God the Father sending his own Son in the likeness of flesh, of sinful flesh. Flesh had a stench before God. It was there with a stinky. As the old boy said, man, it was so much stink until God just turned it into him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Father. And Father, I just love you, what you're doing tonight. And for sin, condemn the sin in the flesh. See, Jesus put it in one package. He said, okay, I can handle this right now. In the flesh, Jesus Christ, flesh was not of this earth, but he became a perfect body. And God sent his only Son, whom that he loved, whom that was in his bosom, whom that in face to face. I love you, Father. I love you, Son. I love you, Father. I love you, too, Son. I love you more, Father. I love you more, Son. It was always a love feast between him and God. Constantly. Isn't that great, God, when he's talking to Adam? What happened, dog? He said, I'm over here, Lord, with a hippopotamus. I'm over here with a giraffe. But one day, one mistake was made. That's when sin came in through the enemy named Satan. An enemy of God. Satan is an enemy of God. He's our enemy. He don't love God. He says he loves you. You better go get 20 cents. He's going to take that from me because he's going to find a way. That's why I keep saying to the beloved, well, you don't teach it like you want to teach it. I'm teaching what God showed me to teach it, what I know it can be. Because that the righteousness, listen, of the law may be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit. Hallelujah. 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 The law can't, the word of God cannot be fulfilled in me because I'm in the flesh. But if I walk after the spirit, it can be fulfilled. God is so awesome.
Prior to, the earth was even spoken of. There was a war in heaven.
And the Bible is the 18th chapter of Matthew. Jesus said, I beheld the devil falling from heaven, digging inside, and taking a third part of heaven with his tail. Because he took the angels, and they did not call angels no more, they were called demons, demonic. They disavowed. They were supposed to be serving God, but they heard Isaiah 13 chapter 8, Satan walked up there and owned all of the finest of everything, and he walked up there with God. He was prompt. But when he heard the angels bow down to the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, he began to say, I need that done to me. Jealousy. See, a lot of people can know when it's sin in your jealousy. I don't care what you drive, as long as I can drive. I don't care what you ride, as long as I can ride. I don't care what you wear, as long as I can wear. I'm telling you about what Paul is saying into the Roman church. I'm speaking to the Roman church tonight in Houston, Texas, around the world. You've got to know that you know that you know. Because if you don't, you're going to be in big time trouble. Beloved, hear this. For they are after the flesh, do mind the things. Oh, after the flesh. See, the flesh has a mind. It has a mind. The flesh says, flesh, spirit, we ain't dealing with you today. We don't want to fast, we ain't going to fast. You know you got to fight. You got to fight. You got to fight your own mind to make a decision. Well, I'm going to serve God today by fasting so that I can get myself closer to him. See, the closer you get to God, the more God wants to use you. The more you submit to God, the more God wants to use. See, but the enemy is always there. See, understand this, beloved. As your brother in the body of Christ, I'm going to tell you, we have overcome. Read this with me. But they that more that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. So, when we get the things of the Spirit, hallelujah, we get the fulfillment of the spiritual wash. We get a washing by God, loving us and showing us what we must do. When God so loved us, when God did what he did through his Son, listen, beloved, listen to this. Please hear this. Please hear this. For they that are after the flesh, after the flesh, after the flesh, do mind the things of the flesh. But they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. So you got a dichotomy here. You gotta think you want to be in the flesh, and you're thinking you want to be in the mind. You got to make a decision what you want to do. It's up to you. Because God so loved that he says in his word, God brings us up fullness of us. Here's what else he said, because the carnal minded, carnal minded, I'm going to do what I want to do. I'm going to rob this bank. I'm going to rob these people. I want to steal what they got. I want to do it. That's not God's way. That's not God's way. Listen, carnal mind is an enmity. It's an evil. It's an enemy of God, against God. Well, when you do it against God, you're sitting against the one who said, I am that I am. I am the God who made the heaven and earth. He said, when he said to Job, he said, wait a minute. He said, why were you when I created the Pleiades and created the Orion star cluster? Why were you? Why were you? No man can answer that. Why are we? When God said, I am that I am, none of us alive can, only Jesus Christ said. Jesus said in Psalm 55, he said, I was there. 54 and 55, I was there. When the earth came filled with wild, I was there when he raised out the mountains. I was there. Jesus was there. The Son of the Most High God was there. But we weren't there. We ain't got that kind of power. And I said this. I said, look, Lord, I'm your son. I am not going to fight you. I'm going to love you. I'm going to obey you. I'm going to obey. What you said is stuff. In you there is life. I know the enemy has attacked me. I know it, but it was for a reason. Because it teaches me how to become more submissive to God. How to the cool shiny Bata. To be more into God. The more God be in me, by me, and through me. Listen. I'm having a good time with this lesson. Because the carnal mind is raising against God, not for the, and are subject to the law of God. Neither indeed can be. See, because the flesh, when I was a young man, I was drinking a little wine, I was smoking a little smoke, and cursing a little curse, and throwing on the rock, and meddling up. But when I was coming to know Jesus Christ, I found out some of that thing is not right, because when the old man began to preach, he said, if you're going to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you got to do a 360, a 370. You got the 360. You got to turn completely around. Face and follow God. God has put some instruments in the body of Christ called a fivefold ministry. Their gift to those who believe is not something each one can hold on to, because when we leave this body, it is transferred on to somebody else. Now, say to those who think you got your great gift, you ain't got nothing. It belongs to God. Use the gift wisely. Use it as an apostle. Use it as a prophet. Use it as a teacher. Use it as a pastor. Use it as an evangelist. Use it because it's God's gift that he sent. According to in the book of Isaiah, he wrote, he says, I led captivity captive and made an open shore. God made that he would do the right us. See, God is just God. He said, okay. He said, I'm going to do it right. Ain't nobody going to blame God. Ain't nobody going to be able to blame God. So here's what God does. Listen. For us to be calm-minded is death. That's for the power of man. To be calm-minded. To be evil-minded. Be stupid-minded. To be selfish-minded. You know what that is? That somebody that don't give a hoot about somebody. Look at that. They heard the news the other day about this young lady trying to cast out her, these children, kill them. I said, you know what? That's a witch on a witch and an even on the evil. See, ain't no sense in calling, you got to call it what it is. Sin is sin, evil is evil. Satan desires to destroy the people of God. But we got to get busy with this gospel and tell it what Jesus said. We got to be able to lay hands on them that they get healed. We got to be able to speak the word of faith in them. We got to be able to take the word of God and give it to them. We got to be able to just come down to a point and say, this is what the Lord said to me. Thus said the Lord. You know, nowadays, they don't want you to say, thus said the Lord. That ain't what my book says. What did you read? They went and got a book from way back there. So I said, okay, that's good. Go get through the rum that's down there. After eight and reason it. But God say, it is I who God give you power to get wealth. Well, they read it a different way. He giving me what? No, God don't give you. He gives you power. It doesn't give you understanding how to get what you want. To give it to you. See, I say this to those who are listening. I say it with love. I say it with kindness. Because the carnal mind has nothing. And indeed can be. So in verse 8 he says, so then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. Oh, got your corners. You gonna give now? You gonna trust God now? You can't please God in the flesh. You can't do it. You ain't going to be able to do it. Why? Because you believe that what you believe, you're going to say what you want to say and do what you want to say. God has pointed out at us, so far vicious, and look what he said. For the calm-minded, the man who has a mind of sticks and stone, is death. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Life and peace. I mean, how many of us can have some life and peace? Every time you look up, there's hell coming over you. There's an arm in your house. Somebody acting crazy. They have no joy. Everybody want to do what they think they want to do. They want to do what they want to do. They ain't good what God told me to do. But they're not taking it to God. God is saying to the church at Rome, or to the church at Rome, where we are right now. Simple as it can be put. That's simple. Verse 7, because the carnal-minded is that enemy between God. Against God. For it is not a subject. Indeed, cannot be. You know what? Cooner again. Cooner was for cooner. You've been cooner more sin. See, because in the body of flesh, I live in a 6'2 frame and got flesh, 3 layers of flesh, and got bones there. I got 200 some bones in the body. I got so many different blood vessels. I got one heartbeat, the cute kidneys. I got this, I got that in the body. But you know what? It is kept alive by the Spirit of God. It is kept alive by the Spirit of God. And the soul, that part we can't, only God can. But the Spirit that lives, when God, Jesus said, into thy body, into thy hands, I commend my spirit. We are spiritual beings. We can see beyond where we are. We can see yawn before we are. We can hear yawn beyond where we are. Because God so loved us. God is saying to us, whatever we're calling for right now, listening, God is saying, hold on to what you got. Hold it. Don't let it go. Because the enemy comes sitting on sin, watching you see. Well, we don't want to do this. We want to sin in San Francisco. We don't want to, no, we don't want to do this. We want to sin in Texas. No, we ain't going to do that. We want to sin in New York. Well, I don't know. We're going to take what? Down south. Well, we got to get the boys together so we can do this. No, no, no. See, God has the ministers firm and will not beckon to the call of darkness. Hallelujah. Listen up. This word in verse 8. Oh, Jesus. So then they that are the flesh cannot please God. Remember when I was young, I told you, I used to go out and drink wine. Man, wine was the call, it was my calling card. Give me a little Robidoux, give me a little weed, that was all right. But the more I began to get to know God, the more I began to understand. My eyes started getting soggy, my flesh like it was losing strength. But I began to understand what Dr. Williams said back then. If you don't know Jesus, you ain't going to get to heaven. And I want you to know that this hung up. God loves you, and we love you too. Because you got to understand and see what God is saying to us. See, a lot of people want to hear the word, but they don't want to stay with the word. You're going to have to read it, pray it, and digest it. Digest it, pray it. You're going to have to eat it up like a cow. You're going to have to bring it back up, chew it back up, because God wants you to. Listen to what God is saying. But ye are not of the flesh. God is talking to the believer. You're not of the flesh, but in the spirit. Hallelujah. If so be that the Spirit of God dwells in you, now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of God. He is not of God. You mean, that's what the Bible says. That ain't what I said. That's what God said. See, everybody want to get on the radio station and start, yak, 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 yak. No, a little word has to come forward. I love you. You got to give me some word. I want you to preach to me sometime. I'll say, can you come and give us some word? Don't bother me because I love truth. I love it. Why? Because you're in that. See, and the law of life is death. I don't want that. Here we go, 9 says, but ye are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. If so, he that dwelleth the Spirit of God dwells in me and you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is not of God. And if Christ be you, and the body is dead. Oh, my body is dead. My body is dead to a dead to sin and the law of sin. My body is dead. My body is dead. I don't go around committing adultery. I don't go around sleeping with men. I don't go around sleeping with women and men. I don't go around doing this. I don't go around doing that because my body is dead. My body, your body is dead. As we come to the highest point in Christ Jesus, we understand what God is saying. We understand what God says to us 100%. And so, as I take us to the next level, I want to say this to us also. Oh, Jesus, and Christ being you and the body of Christ there before you, there are no sins, but the Spirit in you in life because of righteousness. Righteousness. Start eating on that. Eating on those three or four verses in there, in those four or five different scriptures. Eat and chew on it. Read on it. Study on it. Because when you begin to see, cause of righteousness. I'm righteous because Jesus Christ is righteous. I'm in righteousness because of him. I'm in right standing with him. Because the righteousness of God penetrates through my spirit man. But the spirit of him that raised, that raised up Jesus from the dead. Good Lord Almighty. If the spirit, listen to it, beloved, listen to it, listen to it. But he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal body by his spirit that dwelleth in you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In that day you're going to say, rise, sons of God. Rise, sons of God. Come out of the grave. Those of us who are yet be caught in the twinkling of a moment of our wish shall be caught up to be with the Lord. It's time for us to start living it and loving it. Let me say a few more things to you, and we're going to change the program. In verse 11 it says, but as the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from dwelling in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead, quicken you from mortal body. In verse 12, therefore, here's the conclusion. Brethren, we are devils. Not of the flesh, to live after the flesh, to live after the flesh. The flesh we see, but we don't live. Simple. If you look at it, water is in the balloon. Balloon's in the water. And that's what we have to see ourselves at. We know it's there, but we're living in the Spirit of God. But God has made it so possible for us. Because he loves us. Don't you think God's going to push us aside? God loves us. What? Somebody said, well, I don't know that God loves me. He ain't showed me nothing. But have you asked him lately? Have you asked him anything lately? Have you said, Lord, here am I. Show me Jesus, your living son. Show me Father. I don't know about all of that. He was on verse... Listen, listen, beloved. Verse 13. For if you live after the flesh, you shall die. Plain and simple. No, I'm not going to church this time. The rebels got the same story. You got the same song. See, at the churches, we don't make it more happy some more. I want you to know, the church where we're supposed to be alive and vibrant. Life producing, the church is supposed to be producing life, through life. We got more people going. Look, I'll just read to you on that verse. It says, see, when we take notice, if we live after the flesh, we shall die. Man, don't you know, all these years, you're 80-some years old, and you ain't gave your life to Jesus Christ. Well, you know, I've been having my own time doing what I want to do. You know, I just doing what I want to do. Well, your flesh going to take you straight to hell in eternity. And I'm trying to tell you to get yourself into the Word of God and begin to study, begin to pray it. Say to Him, Father, I have sinned. Will you forgive me and receive me as your son? Father, through Jesus Christ, I'm able to do the things that you have said. For I heard the man say that if I live after the flesh, I'm going to die. But if I live after the Spirit, I still live after the Spirit. And I want you to know tonight, my beloved, we can take it to the next level. We can say to the enemy of darkness, you have no right. You have no right. Jesus Christ said, I've given you power. I've given you authority. Why? He gives it to us so we can speak and do what he said. We don't have to bow down to the enemy. Ain't got to bow down. He ain't nothing. That has no power. He loves it all. When Jesus went to heaven, he said, oh, death. Lord have mercy. Paul said, oh, death, where is? Oh, grave, where is? There ain't none. He said, it's in my right hand. Death and life is in my right hand. And I have the keys to death and hell. So why not get to know God's Son? Well, that's strange. No, it ain't strange. It's real. I'm telling you, it's real. It's R-E-A, real, real, real. It's like eating some potty pop, drinking some potty pop, eating some meals and some butter. Well, that's another story for another time. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Sons of God. That is all instantaneously, the women and the men, sons, but they that are led by the Spirit. When the Spirit of God tells you to do something, somebody said, one church I said, well, and one church I was going to, the preacher said, well, why you would pray somebody out to pray for? I said, they came to me for to pray for them. Well, we don't want you to do that no more. So you know what? I don't do it anymore. I don't do it because that's what they want. I leave it alone. I let them because I know that I know. See, the body of Christ is supposed to be, and it may be like an incubator, delivering righteousness from darkness to righteousness, from darkness to righteousness. Because in America, we got more hell on our hands than we're even trying to take a notice of. Why? Because we're not doing what God says. When you get in the 8th chapter of Romans and start reading from verse 1 to where I'm at, to verse 14, listen what it says. For you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Abba, Father. And I want to say this in closing. Verse 16. The spirit that bears witness with our spirit. Oh, you mean it? Yes, bears witness. When we down calling on the Lord in the name of Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit comes alongside us and intercedes for us and prays for us. Jesus done right there praying for us. God cannot help us to hear our prayer. And I always say it like this way. Father, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, in the name of Jesus, I come before you in the name. And I ask you right now that all of my sins be washed away from me. That my soul, my spirit, washed by the blood of Jesus Christ. The blood of his shed on Calvary to make me clean. Your Lord says, Father, sing to the Father. And I said, Father, when I come to the Father, When I come to the Father, when I come to the Father, I am that I am. Father, I thank you for this opportunity, for allowing me to come before you. For thanksgiving and love. Father, I just want to say I love you. I praise you, I adore you. I just want to say thank you for the healing you've left in the body. Thank you for doing for the thank you for the young child that was aborted today. You brought her back to you. Thank you for that young person who's blind. Thank you for, thank you right now, Father. You're giving me wisdom and knowledge and understanding. I want to thank you. But, Father, one thing I ask you for. In the atrium, Father, I need somebody to work better in. I need healing in my body. I need healing in my eyes, healing in my breath, healing in my veins, healing in my lungs, in my doctors. I need healing, Lord. Healing. Father, you said Jesus Christ paid the price. He said, come here, he said, you know, love you. Oh, it's a cult. Cult back is obedience. The Bible says if you will be obedient, good and lame. If you're not obedient in Deuteronomy 8 and 28, it says that God says, because of disobedience, you're going to suffer the wrath of God. I want you to know this night, beloved, today, this month, the God we serve is awesome God. He loves us so much. He has given us all Christ. And we can sit with him. You know, when we sit there in heaven with him, see what the book says. He has given the place sitting for us. In Thessalonians, he said, I've given you a heavenly place to sit. A heavenly place to sit with him in heavenly places. But why don't God sit in heavenly places? He sits in heavenly clothes.
Thank you.
folks that think they know a lot about God don't know nothing about God. I want to know. All I know is God's truth. All I can see is what His Word says. That's what I know. Now I'm going to agree with you to tell somebody. See, when some people get on, they don't have the time and patience. They want to do what they want to do, say what they want to say. They want to, that's good. That's what it is. I'm going to tell you this one. If you want God to be the one that He is, you're going to have to give yourself to Him. You're going to have to disqualify yourself. If you take chapter 8, verses 1 through 15, you're going to find out that there is no life if you don't know God. You're going to find out. I don't care what a witcher warlock says. I don't care what the matter of fact is. If you don't know God, you're going to hell one day. And I know what the Bible says in the Revelation. Because all these things, the 27th chapter of Revelation, all of this that don't know God, you can't in the lake of fire. So, are you going to lose this point? If not, come on the side of the Lord. I'll offer you that. Come on the line. I'm over the line. Somebody got the one. Want to see the Lord on the line? Are you there? Hello?
Hello?
Amen. Hello?
Hello?
I can't hardly hear you. Can I
hear you? How does that work?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you good. Can you hear me well?
No, I got you on. I'm listening to you. Go ahead.
Okay. All right, well. Okay.
Can you hear me now?
My name, yes, I can hear you better. Okay. So I'm new to this, and a good friend of mine named Willie Hunter said to give this place a call and either just have a shout-out or request, like, a prayer.
Oh, hey, Mega. How you doing, Mega? You
doing okay? I'm doing good. Yeah, I'm doing a lot better. Hey, today's been pretty crazy, but I
well,
felt so much
what?
Better.
Well, I tell you what, we want to thank God for you calling tonight. And we're just trying to reach out and touch somebody to understand. And tell me what's on your heart.
What's in my heart? I've been
I've
been pretty annoyed today. I my mom called me. My heart goes out to my brother. He's been causing my mom a lot of pain, causing my stepdad a lot of pain. He's been hurting them financially. He doesn't have a job. He always has these behaviors, these erratic behaviors of acting out and wanting to commit suicide. And he's at just a young age. He's 19 years old. He's, you know, has a really low self-esteem. He hasn't, you know, he's a virgin. You know, he's just like a raging hormonal teenager. And I would want a prayer to just have an angel watch over him and just protect him and lead him closer to God. And as much as he, like, wants to, I just feel like he can never be on the right path, and I want the Holy Spirit to calm his whole soul, his body, and his mind. And I've just been thinking a lot about him and my mom and my brother and my sister and my stepdad, my whole family. I just want us to be as a whole, and I don't want anything to break us apart.
Amen. Anything else?
I just want everything to go right. I don't know. Nothing else, I guess, in particular. I just want God to keep showing me his greatness, his glory, and I thank him for all the things that I've been able to do and accomplish through his grace, and I'm just giving him a shout out. I love him.
Amen. Well, you know what? Your prayer coincide with the 8th chapter of Romans, verses 1 through 16. If you take time and read that, you're going to find out. Because the life we're talking about, as you were making mention, is life in the spirit.
And we want to pray for you. Anything else you want for yourself, you want God to do for you?
I just want peace of mind. I want peace of mind with the things that I'm doing and things I may be feeling annoyed about with it being whether at work or school. Even like the people that I feel are just bitter and they're jealous. I just want that Psalm 91 meant to give me so much peace of mind. As a matter of fact, I went to a friend's church this past Sunday and Psalm 91 was the topic. So there was a reason why I was supposed to hear that message and to really understand the differences of fear and faith and what and how much God is in His presence. And so all I ask really is just have the Holy Spirit guide me and make sure I'm doing the right thing and just speak with me to make things known so obvious that I know what to do.
Let me ask you this.
Shows the desire of my heart.
Saying. Have you received the Holy Spirit?
I have received the Holy Spirit. I have. I feel like I'm always receiving it.
All right, then. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we come boldly before your throne right now. We come in the name of Jesus Christ with our beloved sister, with our request. And you said in your word in John chapter 2, verse 13, because you know, Father, that the prayers we have desired, and we know for you hear with us because we call on you, and you're the one we call. This is the confidence that we have. We will not be ashamed at your coming. We're not ashamed, Father, of you, and we love you. And I pray today, Father, that you will take Megan desires and call up and one and let her mother, father, and all that she's caring for, and that the spirit of holiness will penetrate them, and that they will come to know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, and may the joy of Jesus be in them, and they will jump and shout, and cause those things that rob them be cast aside in the name of Jesus. Father, by the faith that we have in Jesus Christ, we believe this day that through our sister Megan that you will use her. You will, as I've said to her, Father, she's a great woman of God. You call her to a point. Let her stay where she is. Let her hold fast, Father. Let us keep our eyes upon the one who said, I am that I am. I pray this day, Father, that wherever she is, she will be able to speak to somebody's heart. Somebody will know. Somebody will see. Somebody will understand. But let her be patient. Be patient. Be patient. You said in patience, we possess all the things in our patience. We're patient, Father. I want to thank you for her. I want to thank you for her, Father, for you showing out. I love you. I thank God for you. I thank you, Father. You just stay with her. Father, and look upon her mother. Look upon her father. Look upon her brother. Look upon him. Let his soul be washed out with unrighteousness and righteousness flow in like rivers of water. I pray this night, Father, not only for her, but everybody who's listening on the prayer line who won't call in. But we love you, Father. We thank you for what you're doing right now. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, you bless her. You keep your hands on her. And I ask you that you put a hand up on her heart, and we just do it with her and believe, Father. But in the heart we commit, in the heart we submit, in the heart we believe, all things are possible. All things are possible. Jesus, you said in your word, in Luke, the 22nd chapter, verses 22 and 34, you said, Jesus, you said, you're going to give us a kingdom as the Father gave your kingdom. And by you giving us, Father, we're just servants. And you say you're going to give us a kingdom. And Father, I said, why? And you said, so I can sit at your table. So we can sit at your table. And Father, we sit at your table where the royal feast going to be. We want to thank you in Jesus' name. I want to thank you, Father. I want to thank you, Father. I want to thank you, Father. I want to thank you, Father, for letting the holiness flow down, letting the fire flow, my sister, letting the fire bring us to a point that we can say, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, and hallelujah. And Father, that you can just do what you call us to do. Now look into your own self, but look beyond ourselves. In the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Well, keep listening. Keep listening, okay?
Okay.
Amen. All right. Is anybody else? There's a lady out there, I think, are you there in New Jersey? Are you there?
Yes. Well, I'm not in New Jersey.
No, it's a lady named Sonia. Sonia?
Uh-huh.
Are you there?
Mm-mm.
Well, anyway, I want to do something strange on this show today. I want to, if you got your Bible, go get your Bible. If you got your Bible. You got your Bible, Megan?
Yes.
Okay, let me get your Bible. I want you to do something. We're going to do something today that has never been done on a radio station that I know of. But we're going to do it. Okay, go to Luke chapter 22, verses 19.
Okay.
Okay. And I'm going to tell you right quick what I want to do. I got some bread here. And I got some water representing the blood and the bread. So we'll get some bread and some water. Megan,
yeah.
Come back.
Okay.
Ooh, I felt it.
All right.
If you got a piece of bread and some water, I'm going to show you something. We're going to embarrass the devil. Amen. It don't make a difference. We're going to have some fun with the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the living God. I hear you, brother. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Okay.
Because our God is so good. He's a great God. Amen. We're talking about something that we often don't want to do at our local churches, our synagogues, and wherever, because we got to give God his credit. God is going to bless us for this. Amen?
That's right. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
You got it, Megan? You got
yes.
It, you got it, Apostle? In the 19th
yes.
chapter, in Luke 22, verses 19, and he took bread and gave thanks and broke it and gave unto them, saying, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. So the disciple took the bread and he took it. He said, do this in remembrance of me. And then he says, these words, likewise also the cup. The water which I have, he took it and he said, saying, this cup of the New Testament, which my blood, which is shed for you. He said, behold, the hand of him giveth that betrayeth me. See, let's do it. See, this is the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. We take it all. We take the water with the blood of the Lord and we lift it up. Say, this is the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we drink it all. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Woo. That's the news.
That was good. I felt chilled. I love that.
Dr. Newsom?
Yes,
you
sir.
You want to teach that right quick, Dr. Newsom?
What's that, Dr. Hunter?
Would you like to tell us what the Lord's Supper really is? Go, you finish up on the Lord's table? What it signifies? Can you tell us?
Well, the breaking, the beating of his body and his shed blood, it was for the remission of our sins. and not only for the forgiveness of our sins, but also, you know what, observing the Lord's Supper, I tell you, we're observing that with his stripes, we are healed.
We are healed.
We are healed. Salvation for every stripe. I was listening to some doctors on TV being interviewed, and they said that the 39 stripes that Jesus took on his body, every known disease to man can fall up under
That's
39 categories. Isn't that wonderful?
That's wonderful.
With his stripes. So, I mean, that's not just for some diseases we are healed, but it's for all diseases. From all diseases, with his stripes, we are healed. So eternal life is the greatest. We have eternal life with God and the forgiveness of all our sins. So in the sight of God, we're perfect. We're forgiven. And matter of fact, he not only forgives us of all our sins, but Dr. Hunter, I was reading a while back, he forgets all our sins.
Yes.
Isn't that right?
He forgets all.
He forgets all of our sins. So what Jesus did on the cross, it covered so much. Matter of fact, you know what? It covered everything. It covered everything. We have the forgiveness of our sins. Our names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. We have eternal life with God. He forgets our sins. With his stripes, we are healed. I tell you, it's just wonderful. And I tell you, there is power in observing the Lord's Supper. I tell you, it's a celebration.
Yeah.
It's a celebration. I heard the sister a while ago, she was celebrating. She said, I feel it. I tell you. Because it's powerful. It's a celebration. We're celebrating what Jesus did on the cross for us.
That's right. That's right.
Yep.
He paid the price.
He paid the price.
He paid the price.
He paid the price.
We say Calvary, Calvary, Calvary.
Amen.
Calvary.
Thank God for Calvary.
Amen.
On Calvary. But early one morning on that third day, he rose.
He rose.
And the devil could do nothing about it. I've said this. And then the young lady I met, I thank God for her. I was saying like this, she's got a place, and God's moving to tell her something. But I have to pray and ask God. Is that what you want me to see? Sometimes you don't have to make sure it's God, because sometimes you'll do what you want to do. But when you listen to what God is saying,
that's the best.
Hearing God say something, and God can see it. And he says he can see it. You got something else, Newsom? You got a lot to say.
I agree with what you said 100%. I tell you, God's way is the best way. I tell you, we all can want to do what he wants us to do.
Amen.
His way is the best way. I tell you, you're going to enjoy life. You're going to have success. And also, Dr. Hunter, I found out he obligates himself to help you when you do what he tells you to do.
That's it. He does. When you do what God says, he's going to show you.
He's going to show you.
Somebody want to help
you. He's going to help you. He's going to help you. That's why he's helping you out with your great ministry, Dr. Hunter, because you're doing what he told you to do. So he's helping you. He lines up the people. He lines up the equipment. He lines up everything.
Everything.
He puts everything into place.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I mean, God brings all the blocks, all the lumber, all the chairs, all the people. It was of a day in a day when they began to, when Solomon said, sin. He said, wait a minute, y'all stop sending so much gold. We got enough gold. Now you tell me not a rich man when you just say that, brother.
I'm sorry. And And another thing, I want to tell you, when you called me earlier, when I was talking to you with me and my wife, we were on the road. My wife said you are very prophetic.
Well, thank
God. You are very prophetic. And I know my wife, you know, I tell you, man, wives, they don't just say anything. If it ain't true, they ain't gonna say. They pick up on stuff like that.
I know it, but I just want to thank you for that because I'm trying to do what God wants me to do. That's all I'm trying to do.
Yeah. That's being humble, and you've been plowing for a while now. You've been plowing. You've been in the vineyard for a while now. I tell you, and I just know you got a great harvest. Continue to come.
Now let's move over to something else in the book of Acts. In the book of Acts, 14th chapter, the 14th chapter, verse 8. And Mickey, can you read that? Acts, the 14th chapter, verses 8. Acts, ACTS, and the verses 8. Read it.
Okay.
Chapter 14, verses 8.
All right, you want me to read all the way up to, like, past 10 or just 8 alone?
Yeah, read on down.
Okay, so it says, a man who was born lame was in Lystra. He was always sitting because he had never been able to walk, and he listened to what Paul was saying. Paul observed him closely and saw that the man believed he could be made well. And so Paul said in a loud voice, "Stand up," and the man jumped up and began to walk. The crowds who saw that Paul had done shouted in the Lyconian language, "The gods have come to us, and they look human." And they addressed Barnabas and Zeus and Paul as Hermes because Paul did the most of the talking. And Zeus's temple was at the entrance to the city. The priest of God, Zeus, brought bulls with the flowery wreaths around their necks to the temple gates. And the priest and the crowd wanted to offer a sacrifice to Paul and Barnabas. When the apostles Barnabas and Paul heard what was happening, they were very upset, and they rushed into the crowd and said, "Men, what are you doing? We're human beings like you, and we're spreading the good news to you in return, as you turn away from these worthless gods to the living God. And the living God made the sky, the land, the sea, everything in them. And in the past, God allowed all people to live as they pleased. Yet, by doing good, he has given evidence of his existence. He gives you rain from heaven and crops in the season. He fills you with food and your lives with happiness." And although Paul and Barnabas said these things, they hardly kept the crowd from sacrificing to them. However, Jews from the city to Antioch and Iconium arrived in Lystra and won the people over. They tried to stone Paul to death and dragged him out of the city when they thought that he was dead. But when the disciples gathered around him, he got up and went back into the city.
Well,
do you want me to continue?
Man, that has been done by the great man who wrote 2/3 of the New Testament, and they want to stone him, beat him up, and save the God. He said, "No, I'm not. I'm not a God." See, what I say to you, Megan, what is your real thoughts of this? What is it?
What is my real what?
Your real thoughts. What God is saying to you.
What am I real?
Paul, heal the cripple. Can you heal? Do you have the power to heal?
I believe I have the power to heal because God healed me.
Yes, you have the power.
Oh.
Well, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You know what? Ooh, Jesus. Ooh, Jesus.
Yeah, God gave me a second chance to live. It's kind of crazy, but I mean, I'm a cancer survivor. I'm a cancer survivor. He gave me a second chance to live.
Glory to God.
Glory to God. He's speaking something what you've experienced within the life of what God is doing. And God is using this young lady this hour. And God has sent us before us. And I say this to her. Stay with God. Stay in God. Stay by God through God. God has a great work for you to do. I don't care what no man, woman, president, or mayor, whatever. Stay with God.
Yes.
Stay with God. Because God is the author and the finisher of all our faith. He thought it not to be robbery to his son, Jesus Christ, that he might be equivalent to God, God's son. He wasn't ashamed of God. We weren't going to be ashamed. Woo! Hallelujah. Oh, I love
Amen.
It. I love it. Amen. Ooh, I love it. Don't you love it? Don't you love it? Don't you love it? Don't you love
it? I love
it. Ooh, Jesus. Amen. But you know, the more I look into God's word, the more, when Jesus had the disciples, now, I'm just going to cascade through the word. And the brother said, they said, well, Lord, so we got all these people here, so how are we going to feed them? They didn't know that Jesus had already said it. He said, well, look, he said, have them sit down, there's 5,000, they were tired. Set them down. He preached them and told them. He said, set them down. And one of the disciples said, well, look, Lord, says, there's a little boy here who got 5 loaves of bread and two fish and five loaves of bread. And Jesus said, bring it to me. Why did he take it to the apostle? He took it to Jesus because
That's
when
right.
Jesus puts his hands on something, it multiplies.
That's right.
Ooh.
That's right.
Now all God wants to do with us, he wants to put his hands on it.
Oh, Lord.
Put his hands. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Put his spiritual hands on it, things began to revolve, things began to bubble, things began to shout, things began to move. God wants it. God got some of you and I at the same place, Megan. God wants to raise them up from a dead level, perpendicular to the square, that they can walk, that they can see, they can hear, they can plead to heal. I see God doing it. Well, you crazy, Hunter? I am, and we're crazy. I'm crazy for the love of God.
Amen.
I'm crazy because I know the price that must be paid has already been paid. I ain't got to go back and die no more. Jesus died for me.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, praise. I'm getting so happy I'm going to get caught.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Nobody but
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, Megan, what church you go to?
I go to Resurrection Church. It's like in some historic Third Ward area off of Elgin, and I don't remember the other street name, but I can get back with you.
Are you learning something?
Am I learning something? Heck yes, I'm learning
yeah.
something. I'm learning that right now everything that I have is enough. It's enough to suffice to get through the day. I'm thankful for having shelter and the right friends. Having food to eat, a job for benefits, for getting paid, yeah, every 2 weeks, knowing that I'm striving towards my goal. I have somebody that I really love, that I cherish, and I want to eventually marry them. I have so much going on for me. Everything is enough.
Amen.
Amen. Now, we know in Houston what Third Ward is, so we thank God for it, and we know what your standard is. But I want to meet your husband to be one day, point to point, so I can lay hands on him and let God bless y'all. Stay with us, not only.
I would love to.
We got amen. We got a person at 1441. Are you on the line of not just listen? But I want to let you know something. When God so loved, good Lord Almighty, he loved. Woo, he loved, man.
Yeah.
I mean, the drop of sweat that was on my back, she loved it. Amen. What's wrong? What's wrong? You okay,
you just,
sister?
You make my day. You have such a strong voice.
Because I love God. I love him.
Amen.
I love him. God's going to take a man that we're speaking to right now. He's a great apostle of God. He's a doctor. God's going to build him a big building. It's not going to take all year. It's going to be done this year. It's going
to
be done this year.
Glory
and we're
going to
see what God is doing it right now because he's faithful in his movement. He's faithful in his action. And see what God looks at us and see. Well, see, you ain't going to do like the devil said. Well, you didn't go out and work for me today. You didn't bring me home no. You didn't bring no biscuits home today. Lord, sit down. But that ain't what God says. Some come in the morning, some come at noon, and some come in evening time. But we all get paid the same thing. Eternal life.
Good. Amen.
Ooh, Jesus. Ooh, Jesus. Just because you start young, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Ooh, Jesus, I get so happy. I get so excited. I get so excited.
Glory to God.
I get so excited. And see, there was a young lady that was going to be on the line with us. I want y'all to just stay with her and help me to help build up because she come all the way from Texarkana. Are you listening to me? From Texarkana with two daughters doing what's going rough stuff here in Texas. And she was searching the internet and found KSK radio station and sent an email to the blog and say, I'd like to meet a man of God. And the woman that was my prophetess, she says, God has wants to speak to the lady. I said, the woman don't want to talk to me tonight. You know, I couldn't sit down. I got up and said, let me call her phone back and see what she wants. And she told me a story that caused my heart to just go say, Lord, I surrender. I surrender. And if she comes on the line very shortly, she got something to say what God is doing for her and what God is doing through her. It's like you, my beloved sister. Here you are where you are right now. I haven't seen you in about 2 or 3 weeks, haven't I? But I've been praying for you. I've been praying
for
you. I've been believing God for you. I'm wanting God to just use you the best. I want God to take you to the next level. See, faith comes by. Faith comes by.
Hearing.
Faith comes by.
Hearing.
It don't come by what we think the thoughts, but faith comes by.
Hearing.
Hearing. How do we hear it? By what we put out of our lips. We hear it. And we digest and ingest. And that's what God uses us. And so I know this man, the apostle, has a great word of God. He's quiet. He's holding like my country boy says. He got that mule. He got the two stakes on there. Hold up. They want to take off right now. Say, hold up. That's when we get excited.
Glory to God.
So hold up, mule. So you can't run the rope. I got the girls in my hands. I'm a country boy. Amen. We have to take ourselves according to what we say in our classroom. Say, well, can you lead the class to the next level? Now, yes. Let's go to page 4451 and read this. And blah, 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 blah. Let me tell you what thus said the Lord. If any man teaches another in other wise and consent to other wholesome words, you better make sure you know who you're talking with. Because there's a lot of people out there that are not of God.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people that listen to God. A lot of people that want to be with God. They want to do what they want to do. And you know what they're looking for? Give me some money. I always say the money comes through my hands and passes through. The more I see, the woo, look at that. It's coming through my hands. Because the more I have, the more I can give.
Mm-hmm.
Am I just going to give it? No, I ain't going to do it. Because somebody They gonna hang around like an old wolf.
Ain't you gonna give me? Ain't you gonna give me something? Yeah, I am. I'm gonna give you a bone with nothing on it.
Yeah. I'm thankful I'm a broken college student right now.
Likewise. But God so loves us.
Yes.
No matter what we say, no matter what we think, God loves us.
He loves us.
Can you think
Amen.
About what Jesus, when Adam was in the garden with God, can you imagine God says, oh, Adam, hey, Elvis, hey, God, how you doing? Can you imagine me to talk to God like, hey, God, how you doing? What you doing down there? I'm over with the hippopotamus. I'm over by the alligator. You are? Yeah, I'm coming, my Lord. Ain't doing okay. But all of a sudden, praise God, he gave him a part of him, put him to sleep. God said, you shouldn't be alone. Gave him a help me. And somebody said, well, you know, if he hadn't given that woman, he'd been all right. No, that wasn't God's plan. God has a plan. His plan
sure
is perfect. Pursue. His plan is to enrich. And when the woman came, God had to hear what Adam was going to do. If he's going to stand for God or stand for that woman, what did he do? He stood. He said, this woman you gave me lie. You know, not a man lie. Well, you know that woman you gave me. If you hadn't given me that woman, I'd be all right. No, stop that. She was already there. God just put you to sleep and got out. But you know what I love? What he said, what I say to man, he took it upon himself because he knew that. When you read the Bible, read it. Read the Old Testament, the James and the King James Version, and the Bible says these words. And Adam knew that his wife was not as he was. He knew that he had fire up and fire down. He had this eternal glory of God shining around him. But he said, because she is not of I, he gave his soul right back to God. And God, the animal, that's where he brought it from the book of Adam, where they were, from Eve, and he put that spell around them so that they could see there was a blood trail all the way to Calvary. That's why I say, when I look back on when I was in a doctoral school and wrote that, blood scattered and blood sprayed.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. God did a great thing. God so loved us in this 2012. God has great work for us to do. And
that's
I know
right.
this much that God is doing. Open pray that the sister come on the line, and she's on the line. Can you come on, sister, right now? We got a word. You got a word for us, sister? She's on the line. I'm sitting there looking at this whole big box and thing. It just says, I'm on the air. You know, I praise God for my who's all blessings. So God is good.
He's good.
Woo, Jesus.
That's good.
But you know what? I want to tell some of you that are listening what is happening. Because I'm excited because 1 year ago, I started looking for a radio station. And there was a man named Tony Gill who was introduced to me by a lady, a young lady. She said, I know a man that can help you. He got me involved. I knew nothing about this blog story, but I promised somebody. I said, I'm going to buy me a radio station. And now here I am with a radio station.
Amen.
Because 1 year in February will be my year anniversary.
Glory to God.
Have a great revival. Amen.
Congratulations.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Congratulations.
I know what God did. And here I am to where I'm right now.
Amen.
And I got it so set that on Monday night, I have some people on Tuesday night, Dr. Jason out of San Antonio, and Dr. Newsom in Houston. He has a great word of God. They'll be on, and somebody else on Tuesday night. On Wednesday, we're doing prayer time from 9 to 12. On Thursday, that's called Carnethia and some more young ladies. who was broken. And I'm praying for her to come on the line. She, this woman got a word from God. And she tell you how God has used her. I'm telling you what God is doing to the men and the women. And God is bringing us in to a better understanding. And on Friday night, I got a crowd out of Hempstead, Texas, and they are on fire for God. And on Saturday, I got a lady that's doing what she got to do on Saturday. And on Sunday, we'll be back again. But I'm telling you,
amen.
God wants us to get his word out more. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. I'm not afraid of the devil. He's nothing but a liar.
That's it.
Always say, and I don't mean y'all have written there. He's a snaggletooth. He's a toothless. And a polis. All he can do is roar. He came to him and no. He came by. God took all the power from him. Hallelujah.
That's right. Amen.
Amen, amen. Oh, Jesus. Oh, my Lord. Oh, Jesus, this is so good. Anybody got something to say right quick? Come on, somebody. I got a lady wanna. Are you on the line, sister? Hello?
Yes,
well,
I'm there.
Go ahead.
I'm here. What do you mean?
Are you there? Go ahead and say something, yes. Megan. Go ahead, Megan.
What do you want me to say? What was the question, sorry?
Whatever the Lord tell you to say, not what I say.
Anything that I feel like, any additional comments I want to make?
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead, yeah.
Okay. All right, well, I've already told you this before, and I want God to purpose this in my heart. I really, really am ready to be in OT school already. I want to go to graduate school so bad. And it's getting me. I am expected to hear from the school that I applied to in San Antonio by the end of the month. I sent in some additional information that they were seeking last week, and I just hope that they receive it. I hope that I get a chance to get an interview, and I want to just knock out the interview. I want to kill it. I want to get accepted. I want to be done with school. Mostly for the parts that I can just live freely. Not that I'm doing it now, but I just want to be a professional. I want to be an OT, and I want to be able to use my God-given skills in that profession and lead others and be able, like you said, that story I just read. I work in a rehabilitation facility. I deal with people who have disabilities that can't walk, that can maybe not see, that they don't understand why this happened to them. And talking to them, it restores my heart and my joy for the Lord, because I'm able to use that time and share the word with them. And I don't want to be as fearful as maybe, you know, I don't want to be fearful of getting in trouble, being out loud against, you know, how I feel about the Lord. You know, I have a precious time. I spend an hour in the lounge watching people eat, and I see them and they look so sad. They have caregivers giving them food and watching over them and giving medication. How can I speak? How can I get them to enjoy life more? And I don't know right now, but I want to be able to just be of great value to this place. I want to be a great asset to God, first of all, but then I want to be a great asset to this job, this company that I work for.
Awesome.
Amen. Dr. Newsom, would you take it to prayer in there, please?
Okay. What's her name? What's your name, sis?
Morgan.
Morgan.
Call me Megan, but it's okay.
Morgan.
Morgan or Megan?
It's Morgan.
I call that
Morgan.
Because that's a name I use to throw off people.
Well, glory to God. Tell me if I'm right, Doc. God can do exceedingly, abundantly, above what you can even imagine or think.
You better believe it. Amen.
So, and
amen.
I believe that he's going to do all that for you. And all you have to do is continue to keep him first.
Definitely.
Keep him first. keep him first. And I tell you, he'll take you all the way. Father, in the name of Yeshua, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you. We just love you. We just adore you. We're grateful. We're grateful for you, Father. You're the only true living God, and there's no other God besides you, Yahweh. We just thank you. Now, Father, I come to you on behalf of Morgan, Father God. She has a great desire, Father God, to go to graduate school and finish and do a great work and excel and be effective in the with the company she's with right now. Now, Father, I pray that you place people in position for her to give her favor, get this carried out, get it done, Father God, for her, in the name of Jesus. And please cause things to work smoothly. Raise up those with power and influence to help her, Father. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Yeshua, thank you, Father. Bless her in this area. Bless her spiritually, physically, financially, socially. Bless her in her schooling. Help her to finish with top honors, Father God, in the name of Yeshua. And we thank you. Raise her up in the company. Raise her up and let her have longevity. Let her be there as long as she want to be there for a long time.
Yes,
prosper.
Lord.
Prosper.
Amen.
Great. In the name of Jesus, we pray. In the name of Yeshua. And we thank you, and we call it done. Amen.
Amen.
It's done. Well, you know, I want to go to this line. It was 973-619-5104. Can you please come back on? We got something for you that God wants to speak to you and tell you what God is doing. One thing, Megan, I will say to you, I am your brother in the body of Christ. I change not, black or white, rich or poor. I am who I am because what God in me, I am that I am. I have what God has for me. I do what God say for me to do. Sometimes I won't say a word, but I'm listening to God. And I want to thank God for what you've done tonight. You have just moved us to the next level. Let me see here. Is there someone else on the line that'd like to speak to us right now? You got a prayer request?
Well, Dr. Hunter, this is Carnita Smith with Heart to Heart, a ministry for women.
Go ahead. We're just waiting on you. Speak.
This is Carnita Smith. Good evening, all brothers and sisters in Christ. And I've been listening on the line to my brother praying, and I've been listening to my brother hosting his show, and I've been listening to our sister in Christ, Morgan. And I tell you, Morgan, you have been such an inspiration and such a delight to just be so transparent and so real with your situation concerning your brother and your family and your heart. And I tell you, it has just touched me in such a mighty way. And I know that I'm not the only one out there listening. And I did not want to chime in, but the Holy Spirit led me to do so. Because as my brother was praying for you, I tell you, when you had indicated that you wanted to be with what you wanted to be, an occupational therapist for seniors who are there needing to hear from God through you, and you weren't sure, you were a little timid on whether or not you should speak your faith, the very faith that you carry in your heart. And I just encourage you, girl, to continue to just allow the Holy Spirit to use you on your job, if that's where you're working, what you're observing. My mother is there as we speak, and she is one that is in the same position that some of those patients that are there at your job, needing to hear from the Lord. And God needs to use you as well as he's using our brother to preach
to pray for you, as well as he's using Dr. Hunter to host this show and be a ministry to others that are listening tonight. And I just encourage you to continue to be a light in a dark place. In some of those nursing homes or some of those convalescent homes or even some of the senior living apartments now, our seniors need to hear from the Lord. And you just stand firm and you just allow the Holy Spirit to use you at that very hour, at that very moment. And when he says speak, you speak a word to that person. And he will give you the tenacity. He will give you the wherewithal in what to say. You just be obedient to his call. And I am so with you on that, and I partner with you in prayer as well as co-labor with you. You may be in San Antonio, but I'm here in Houston, Texas. And I tell you, there is
I'm in Houston.
Well, praise the Lord. And there's such a need for our seniors to hear from the Lord.
Yes.
It's such a need. And so many family members, yes, we can do better, and I include myself, but when I did with what I had to do today concerning a managed care facility where mom is, I just knew when you said with what you said, we connected because I was on a mission today. And when you said that I want to be an occupational therapist and I want to minister to the seniors that are there, that is nothing but a call from the Lord concerning you. And he is willing and able to use you in a mighty way. And I say, allow the Holy Spirit to lead you, move you, and speak through you. Let it be
so.
Thank you. Our brother in Christ prayed, and we believe it. We stand on it, and we move on that and be inspired and just leap for joy that God is so ready to work and use you in an awesome, awesome way for him to get the glory. So, Morgan, be inspired. Be just be happy.
I'm very happy.
For the Lord. And you are not, and I believe it. I hear it. I see it. And I thank God for Dr. Hunter for this ministry. And it is just an amazing move of God.
Wow.
I'm excited.
I don't know how many times I've called before and something always happens. I can't get through. It just is. Everything happened for a reason. It was the right time. I needed this. I needed it today because it was so hard for me to just be at work with all the things that I've been going through. And, you know, I was just seeing people, and I went to the restroom, and I cried. I cried because my problems are nothing compared to theirs. Nothing.
Amen.
Thank you so much for all of you for blessing me.
I'm just super excited of the joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord, Dr. Hunter, my brother in Christ. You know, Morgan, the joy of the Lord is our strength. And when we are joyful in our spirit and we leap for joy in our spirit, I tell you, tears flow. You may be crying on one hand, tears of joy on another hand, and before you know it, you're laughing on another hand because of the joy of the Lord. He strengthened us to be able to do all of that. And it's just exciting to experience him in such a manner, and that's what he wants from his children, to experience him in all ways.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the joy, is to
experience
Yahweh.
Amen.
God. Amen. This is a beautiful night, a beautiful day, an awesome time in sharing in the Lord.
This is. I don't even know who you are, and I love you.
I'm Carnita Smith, and I tell you, Dr. Hunter and I go way back.
Ooh, Jesus, I got tears in my eyes, Lord. That's all right. Y'all keep kicking. Kick the devil to the curb.
Yes, he is so upset with us, but that is just an amazing thing. But I am just enjoying this night, this move of God. I just see His hand in the ministry of our sister Morgan, and He knows how to call the body of Christ together. He knows how to take each and every one of us to do our part, and it's to build up the body. And He knows which part of the body is down, and He knows how to pull Dr. Hunter and my brother in prayer and myself, and then the one that needs to be ministered to, Morgan, and so many others out there that are listening, that are being ministered to, just listening to the sound of our voices, but the move of God flowing from heart to heart to breast to breast.
Amen.
The work of God is mighty. And I love Him.
Go ahead.
I love Him. The scriptures are true.
Well, you know what?
The scriptures are
now,
true.
Amen. Let's see here. Is there a lady from the East Coast? Are you there?
Praise the Lord.
Anybody got something they want to say to the body of Christ? This is a free line, a free conversation. You got something to say concerning the Lord speaking. We're here because we love you and you love us. You called us and we want you to say a word.
Mm.
God so loved that He gave His own. You know what I love about God? Because when I was in my sin, I didn't think of nothing about no church. Think about having a good time. Going out where the boys are, me and the boys. Let's go where the girls are. Let's go get some wine. Let's go get some dope. Let's get some push. Let's go and do it. But when I met the Lord, when that mm-hmm. old preacher told me, he said, if you're going to be on the Lord's side,
mm-hmm.
you got to come on with me. Because that door is going to close forever. And you know what I love about it? That door ain't never open. Ain't never open. God is still there with me. And
amen.
I love Him so much. I just wanna hang on to it. I don't wanna hang on to His rope. I wanna hang on to His feet. I want you walking, I want you to stand still, Lord. Let us just praise you. Let us just adore you. Let us just magnify you. Let us just say you're the one true God. Beside you, from the rising of the sun to the setting of the sun, you're the one God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. See, in the world we're living in right now, it is time for us to take the word of God to the next level.
Yeah.
There are some who are waiting to be touched by those who have the touching anointing. There are some who are seeing, who can understand by the seeing of the unseen eye. But the Spirit of the living God comes in and show us. God showed me things in the daytime. I said, well, Lord, what all is it? He said, you'll understand it. I'm seeing God doing it tonight. I'm seeing God doing it tonight.
Amen.
By faith, I'm doing this. And
mm-hmm.
I'm saying to you, you was one of the best that I know that God can give, because I say it like this. I said when I watched that game yesterday, I told, when and I just have to be honest with you now, I love football. And when my first team won, I said, good, I got the Broncos. But when they got up there, the 49ers and the Seahawks, I said, wait a minute. The 49ers are going to lose. I said, what? I said, they nervous. You cannot be nervous when you're in God's business.
Amen.
That's how I look at it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's true.
They got beat. You read the Bible? when the disciples got beaten, they went back for another one, and they said, well, now, we want y'all to leave this city. We want you to leave Houston. We don't want y'all to be talking about Jesus Christ no more, laying hands on the sick, getting them healed, raising the dead. We don't want you that. We're going to whoop you again. They said, shoot, let's go back and get another beat, but that was working out. Amen?
Amen.
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 I don't mean those we have to fight in the spirit. Hear me well now. Ain't to my physical fight, because I was a bad boy physically. But that's my spiritual fight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Amen. Anybody
yeah.
got something they want to say? Can then you go ahead and finish telling what God was doing with you?
Well, you said something that was striking in comparison to the football teams, that we don't have to be, what was it that you said between the, yes, we don't have to be nervous in doing the work of God. But no, you know, and I'm just going to be honest. I know when I started ministry, I was growing as a little blade of grass trying to come through, and I wasn't sure how to accomplish the works of God that He wanted me to accomplish. So I had that childlike fear that made me run to my daddy, and it's just like a little child in the mall who is playing up under the racks, and then they notice that their mother has gone over, not there as close as she was in the beginning, and because they began to play, and so they come from up under the racks looking for their mother, and so mom is nowhere to be seen, and they start to cry or get worried or fearful, and so they just stand. I was like that. I knew God had deposited something in my bosom to carry out, but I said, Lord, how do I do this? I'm somewhat fearful because I've never done this before. What do you want me to do? So in that seed of fear, which was, I believe, a natural type of fear, it ran me closer to the Lord because I totally, totally needed His guidance, His direction. I needed His leadership, if you will, in order for me to carry out His will. And so I was totally, totally dependent on Him, like a little child who is looking for their mother. And I believe He honors that with us because we don't know everything. We don't have everything, but we are willing to do all things that He has called us to do. But He says, come unto me like a little child, and I will give you the direction you need, baby girl, is what He told me. And so with that being said, I know that it's okay to be somewhat fearful because it, as long as that fear causes you to run to the Lord with a willingness of heart to say, I don't know what to do, Lord. I need Thee. I need You to show me what to do. Of childlike fear, if you will, like a toddler looking, Mommy, Mommy, where are you? Daddy, Daddy, where are you? Lord God, I need You. Show me how to carry this out.
Amen.
And that's with what He showed me, and He walked with me every little step of the way in order to blossom or manifest this ministry that has been 10 years running now. And I tell you, He's even opened this door through Dr. Hunter. I asked Him, Lord, use me just this year. Lord, use me to be more of an impact in people's lives, more so women's lives. And He said, okay, you prayed. I'm going to show you. Now, of course, my thoughts weren't His thoughts. His thoughts weren't mine, and my little way was what I'm comfortable doing, but God took me out of that comfort zone and said, you're going to do it through Dr. Hunter's radio ministry. I said, I've never done this before. How? He says, but I'm prepared.
Thank you, Bob.
Just trust me. And the Lord can be trusted, and it's so, so amazing because He led me to Psalms 105. And within that psalm, it says the Lord can be trusted.
Mm-hmm.
And it says in the CEV translation, and it just speaks to my heart in this particular translation, CEV, praise the Lord, verse 1, praise the Lord and pray in His name. Tell everyone what He has done. Sing praises to the Lord. Tell about His miracles. Celebrate and worship His holy name with all your heart. Not half-hearted, but with all your heart. Child looking for her mother or his mother.
Yeah.
A childlike heart. So that in itself was just an amazing walk, a journey for me in order for me to grow and go. And it brought me to where I am now. And relationship and trusting him is so totally needed in today's times. Oh, we have all the word of God through technology, through iPads, through our cell phones. I mean, the word of God is even tattooed on our bodies. And we still fail to read what we put on our body in ink. And we just won't even lift up our hands and say, I can do all things through Christ Jesus who gives me the strength. But somehow or another, there's a missing link to all of this word of God. There's no relation with God. And Paul said in Philippians 3:10, amplified version, it is for my determined purpose that I may know him. And that's know him totally, with your total being. And when we can learn to have a relationship with Yahweh God, love on him, experience him, drink him, the living water, eat of him, the living bread, he will smile upon us. I know that is true. His promises he never breaks. And I tell you, this journey called life, eternal, while on this side of glory, has been an amazing journey. And it's worth every walk, every step. It is worth it because he gets the glory. And the proclamation is him, not me, to get a return. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
So the fear of a child is the kind of fear that I experienced as a child growing in grace, which led me to him, capital H-I-M, so that I can learn how to totally depend on him and trust him according to his word. He's an amazing God. And to him
That's
I
amazing God. Nobody was... You know, Carnita, as you was reading, I was perusing the scriptures, and I will Peter. Let me see what it is. I'm just looking through it. Second Peter, First Peter, chapter 5, verses, and this coincides with what you're saying. 10. First Peter, chapter 5, verse 10. But the God of all grace, who has called us unto his eternal glory and by Christ Jesus, after that you have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you. Praise God. Ain't got no fear. Ain't
Hallelujah.
Got no fear.
Amen.
Ain't got no fear. See, this God we serve, the time, and as I say, the more I see God doing something, I said, well, it's with me. God says it's you trusting God more to get God moving forward. See, the more we get to God, the more we talk to God, the more we read his word, the more we pray his word, the more we sing his song. And I just said it with you. I was looking for a person, and here, Carnita told me, her brother, he and I supposed to be getting together real soon because I want this radio station to be 24/7.
Amen.
Can y'all hear what I'm saying? 24/7.
Amen. Amen.
Because in my office here, which is about 10 feet by 14 feet across, I got a big sign of the whole world sitting in front of me. I see America. I see Canada. I see South America. I see Africa. I see Greenland. I see Russia. I see all of this, these different ones. I say, you know what? The God we made, the God who said, I am that I am. And I look at it, I say, wow, I want to know what God is. God sees us. Are we ready? Yeah, we're ready. God has no cowards. No cowards. God has no cowards. I want to say that to you.
Mm-hmm.
No cowards. No cowards. See, I was pistol whooping. I was beaten by the gun because I refused to stop saying Jesus Christ was Lord. I lost the church, been in jail, but God has brought me to another level. And I told somebody, you think I'm going to look what I got now? You got to go do a muggy shine because I ain't doing it. What God has done for me? Oh, no. No. I'm having too much fun. See, the full price to sit with you.
To sit with him
not on the hellish places, in heavenly places. Amen.
Amen.
I want to say amen. There's a call on there, 956-495-7419. Are you there? Can you speak to us, please? Can you speak to us, please? We speak like, but anyway, I want to let y'all know, we still got time because God has, you know what? But I love what God has done, and God is getting it together. I had called a lot of more people. See, some people you call are going to call, some ain't going to call. But what you have to do is you have to be ready to take up the slack. Now, you say this, more we trust God, the more God's going to give us. It's not that we're going to get more. We're just going to get a good position. You know what I love about it? First row belongs to God, children. Wow.
Amen.
Because Jesus said he's going to do it. And you know what I think about it? Our God told the disciples, he said, have you not the faith of God? Yeah. Well, speak it. I was just praying to God today. I said, Lord, I need this. And God said, no, you don't. If you got it. I got it. Yeah, you got it. While I was just praying about something, another phone call came in. I said, look at God. That's the kind of God we serve.
Yeah.
He wants us. He wants to build that 40-square-foot place for worship to his people. Full service a day. You can do it.
Yeah.
You sure you can do it. You got one coming in the morning, one coming at noon, one coming too wonderful. You can do it because the more fire, the more God will do it. And I say to this beloved sister Cornelius, what God has used you to do, when I first met you 10 years ago and saw what God did, I said, this woman got to be loose. She wasn't loose. She loved God.
Mm-hmm.
God, what God is doing. I couldn't have nothing but bow down. And here I'm back again. God was, okay, call her now, you know. I said, yeah, that's her. Yeah, that's her. Mm-hmm. Look at God.
I think
God. Because God, I met this young lady at the where I work at. I said like that, and God spoke to me about her. I have to be careful how I speak to people sometimes. Because people think most men are kind of pushy. I said, Lord, I said, I don't know. I said, but you know, I said, you're gonna have to bring her over to so I can speak to her. And when God brought her, I looked in the eyes and began to speak to her. And that's when she knew that I was of God. And I'm saying this to all of us. I know God is putting a financial blessing on you, a physical blessing upon you, a healing mm-hmm. blessing upon you right now, because the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, God can do it. God will do nothing that he told his son. And one thing I will say to all of you is one thing he will tell his son when he's coming back to take it home. And they said, Jesus, tell him when he's coming back. He said, no. He said, the Father ain't told me that. But you be ready. Be ready at all times. Because when we look around, beloved, in America, look out in the West Coast, out in California, Look out in Utah. Look out there in Colorado. They got the, I call it the drug den right now. People got, they got it, they smoking up. Everybody getting high across. See, if you go and look at what Colorado is in the United States, look what, everything out of that place, no flow, nothing but the drugs going out of there. Why? Because they're making M-O-N-E-Y. They're making almost $30 million a day going in for taxes. So why come we can't, why? Why we got to go and get our brothers and sisters and say, this is not the way we need to go. God's way is better. Can you come this way? Can you come and sing a song for the Lord? Can you come sing a prayer to the Lord? Can you come pray? Can you come and help us feed the sickness? Can you come out and walk the street with us and tell us, those out there? Can you speak to the homeless? Can we speak to someone? Can we speak to them? Somebody can. Everybody has a designation, and God has an appointed time. His appointed time is N-O-W. It's N-O-W. 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 I want to have a lady on the line with us tonight. Apparently, I've not been able to get up on the line, but I have been asking, because what God has done for her, I want us to hear what God has done. Let's see, who's on the line? Let me ask this question. What happened today that, did anybody say anything happened today that moves you to another level? See something happen in the world today that caused you to move to another level? Hello, audience.
Yes. I have. It's moved me. I've seen how relationship with Christ, and I keep going to that particular missing link, as I call it. So many people know the Bible as far as scriptures. They've read, they've heard because of the church, going to church frequently from knee-high to a grasshopper, if you will, or, you know, since little young kids going to church. And so we've heard the word of God, but in a generation now that we see, it's missing a link of relationship with God, intimacy with God. And that's what he wants from his children. I mean, we work really hard to have intimacy with a boyfriend or a wife or a husband or girlfriend, and we work really hard in trying to gain those types of intimate relationships with the one that you love. But somehow or another, the first love is missing, and that intimacy with him is missing. And the only way and why I say that is because of my son. You know, they're in a generation that is missing intimacy. And I'm now, not now, but I have been trying to help them understand how important that is in their walk with the Lord, and how your blessings can be so much more of an abundance if you would spend time with him. Not when tragedies come or you happen to be in the valley. If you want a mountain high experience, then you need intimacy with the very one you call Savior. So he's not a microwave God. He's not a I need a raise, God. I need it now. He's a God that requires us to spend time with him. And when we choose not to link that missing piece with what we know about him, and that's the word of God. We know scriptures. We know the call of order to our church program. We know doxologies. We know the Decalogue. We know anthems. We know all of this. We know hymns and things of that nature that we've been
trained up as a child to do our Easter speeches and memorize, but somehow or another we're missing intimacy and spending time with him. And so much time we have driving to and fro from the house to the job, whether we're driving, whether we're riding the bus, whether we're moving from place to place, that's a time span to spend with him, whether it be in songs or whether it be in prayer and communicating with him, whether it be seeking and listening for his still small voice, or whether it be that morning hour, morning glory time, you get up at 5 and spend time. You plan to spend time with him. And I just believe that that is something that I will be preaching and teaching this year to those certainly in my family and this generation of youngsters that they know God. They know because they've been to church ever since they've been born, but they choose not to spend time. And I just see that to be a missing link. And it's just impressed upon me to be more of a herald to those that I see that need to realize that Jesus is the way. He is the way. He is our truth, and he is our life.
I am. Amen. And well, you know what, beloved? I'm going to do this. I'm going to put on some heated scriptures for just a minute, and I'm going to let them play for the rest 45 minutes. I want you to hear the first few minutes of it, and it'll bless you. It will bless you. When it comes on, it will bless you. Just let me get it on. Hold on. Amen. God has been so good to us tonight. Oh, he's been so good to us. He's been so good to us tonight. And one of the things I can say to you is this, that the God we serve is an awesome God. God has no way left us down. He's always there for us, and he loves us. He's there for us. And all I can tell you tonight is, hold on. I've got something I want to share with you. If I can ever get it up, I'm still, as the brother said, out of Monroe, Louisiana. I'm about to come to you out of work this thing. Come on, brother. So I'm learning. Oh, praise God. But, you know, one thing you keep just saying to God, you tell God constantly, without God, I can do nothing.
Nothing.
I say this to you tonight. I'm in love with God. And ain't nothing going to stop me. Nobody going to hold me. And nobody going to. But God's going to keep me because he is a commitment. He has committed his way to me. And his buckler, he is my buckler. He is my buckler. He's my safety. And because I love him, and he loves me. Why he loves me? Because I have received his son. And I tell the world, there is none like him. No matter what the world says, the world is still trying to fight in the Middle East. We've got to pray for Israel. We've got to pray for America. We've got to pray for the body of Christ. We've got to pray that we who are laborers in the vineyard, we will not turn. Those of us who know, because we are believers, we believe that God is still who he says he is.
Yes.
God cannot lie. God cannot lie. He will always do what he says he's going to do. And what God want to do, he want to tell us tonight how much he loves us. You know, sometimes by us letting go to sleep at night, you don't hear the noise outside your house. You don't hear the rain when it comes. Then slowly you wake up and you say, oh, it's raining. But all you do is you trust God. And God wants us to continue trusting in him. That's all God wants to do. The more we trust God, the more God's going to use us. The more we want God, the more God has it for us. And I say this to both of you you mega preachers out there, God has a blessing for you. And you're going to see it coming to pass. Land's coming your way. You know, I will say this. When I was with a man, he's going to be with the Lord, but when I was there with him, God allowed me to show him how to get eighty acres of land here in Houston. And somebody said, why are you asking me? I said, God didn't tell me to do it for you. I ain't doing it. I'm being honest. Well, somebody said, you get the joy. I get joy out of serving God. I get a joy of seeing the sick heal, see the demons leave, see the blindness see, see hands heal. Pray for them. That's what my joy is.
Amen.
I'm going to pass the church. I know that. But right now I'm having so much joy in the Lord. And so God will fix the way they give me the time he wants. God's going to use me. I said, okay, Lord, I'm available. You know, you notice how I said, okay, Lord, I'm available. Are you available? Are you available? Yes. God wants to know if you're available. If you're available,
amen,
God wants to use you. He wants to use you. And all you got to do is watch God. See, God will start setting up. See, God put rich people around them. They look like they're poor, but they're rich.
Amen.
God put them around you. Why does God put them around you? He put them around you because he loves you. Because you never know what God can do for you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you take note of what God is doing all over this entire world. Let's start a revival. Let's go and just believe a revival here in Houston. Well, I don't know. I'm not ready yet. The Lord ain't told me to do it. Well, let me answer. When is God going to tell you to do something? Has God not told you to do something? Yes, he is. Sister, are you there?
Amen. Amen.
Okay. Hold on. 713-5104. Are you there? Sonia?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, well, we're waiting on you. Come on, tell her what the Lord done told you. That's why I couldn't pull her. Tell her what the Lord done told you to tell us. Come on. Come on.
Amen. Praise God.
Praise
God. God is
amen.
Good.
He's
good. Amen. 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 I was a little slow tonight. You all, please forgive me. You know, God is a faithful God.
Amen.
And what the Lord has been telling me today is that, you know, there's no need to worry about anything.
Hallelujah.
You know, the scripture says, let me get my Bible, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven. Matthew, I'm going in there, 6:30? Y'all help me for a minute. I'll get organized here.
Amen.
Can you help me with that scripture for a second? Where is it?
Matthew 6:33.
But seek ye first. Yes, Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you.
Amen.
You know, when we look at that scripture, and that's what I've been riding with this evening. You know, I was with a lot of people this weekend, and a lot of them had a lot of stuff. They had a lot of things, but none of them was seeking first the kingdom of God. But they had the stuff. And it's a lot of folks, and it's a lot of us out here with stuff, and we don't have no peace because we don't know the Prince of Peace. But we got some stuff now. And see, that's not the answer. You know, I guess it was what I was going through this weekend, because I was going through stuff from my relatives that passed this past year. We had 3 relatives that passed, and all of them had stuff. And I'm not talking about their walk, but I'm talking about their stuff.
Tell them soon.
And that's where this stuff is going to stay. It's going to stay right here. But we get so caught up in stuff, and we don't know him. And that's what really matters. We all up into all these things, and we out of order. We got this thing, it's out of order. You know, it's people jumping out the window committing suicide, and they got all these things, but they don't know him. They don't know peace because they don't know the Prince of Peace, and they don't have no peace. But we got all these things, you know, we got to get in order, you know. We gotta turn this thing around and get first things first. The first thing is the kingdom of God. You know, we get so busy and caught up and worried and anxious about all this stuff, and even people. You know, it doesn't matter about people because he said, "Vengeance is mine. I'll repay." It's our business to seek God first and to forgive these folks of whatever they've done, and keep moving, and keep pressing toward the mark of the high call of God in Christ Jesus. We don't have nothing to worry about. You know, I learned something in French. You know, it's hard for me to speak French, but I've been around a lot of French-speaking black people, and it was just so amazing when I first met the first black person I saw that speak French. You know, of course, it was African. And I learned this one phrase in French, je vois tout le temps, and pardon me. That is, God does not sleep, and he sees everything. He sees everything. So we don't have to worry about what people do to us, and it's just like Laban and Jacob. Jacob didn't have to worry about Laban because God saw everything. And you know, God told Laban, you better leave him alone. So, you know, that's what God said about us too. We don't have to worry about people. We don't have to worry about this stuff. We don't have to worry about clothes and all that. We need to seek God first. We need to know him. I don't know. I know I've been jumping around the rabbit trails and all that. But that's what's going to be today. We got to know him. And the true worshipers, you know, true worshipers, worship him in spirit and in truth. Must. The word is must is in there. Must worship him in spirit and in truth.
Must.
That's what we need to be busy about. We need to be focused on that. That's the focus right there is him. And seeking him, knowing him, worshiping him. You know, to worship him, that's what we're living for.
Amen.
You know, but we got this thing backwards. You know, it's a lot of the dog eat dog, the rat race and all that. We need to get out of these races. We need to get out of these competitions. We need to quit, get out of this Joneses thing, all this stuff. We need to leave that alone. That's not our business.
No.
Our business is God. We are ambassadors here. We're pilgrims passing through. You know, I'm around the ambassadors up there at the UN. And when they come in and they stuff. You know, they come in and they dress, whatever they dress in their country, they come in. They bring their country. It's like they're walking under the umbrella of their country when they walk in the UN. Everything looks like their country. And see, we are ambassadors. When we walk in, we need to be looking like Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And nothing else.
Yeah.
That's it. Amen.
You know.
Amen.
So, you asked
what part of Texas? What part of the United States you're in now?
What's that?
What part of the United States are you in now?
Oh, I'm back in New Jersey.
You in New Jersey?
Yeah, I'm back in New Jersey.
Well, look like y'all got to put on the map there this time, huh? New Jersey.
Amen.
What happened up there in New Jersey?
What happened? There's so much going on around here.
Well, I know you got your governor
Praise God. You got your governor, you got the mayor, you got the lieutenant governor.
Oh,
why are those people throwing rocks at each other up there?
That's God. You know, he knew he was just going to be a shoo-in for the president. But you see, the Lord's got the final word.
Amen.
You know, God, you know, and God's got us. You know, people ask me all the time, well, how did you get this job? Oh, you opened the door just then. Because I'm going to testify to you right now. Jehovah Jireh. They want to know who was covering me, you know, because, you know, everybody got to have a network. Yeah, I got one. It's Jehovah. You know, and I just go on with the testimony. And they can't say nothing because you asked me, how did I get this job? People start asking me,
well,
they get a good testimony. I mean a good one.
Jehovah Shalom, Shalom, Joe Niskabu, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, I love the way you said it. Now up there in New Jersey, what do we need to pray for the New Jerseyans? What do we need to pray for the New Jerseyans?
Well, you know what? I think that one thing we need to pray for is the body of Christ.
Amen.
You know, for stand up in the believer's authority, to stand up, walk in our authority, that our eyes be open, that we can, you know, be a light where we are. And, you know, walk in courage, spiritual courage.
Mm-hmm.
Be who Christ called us to be. Some of us need to come out the closet. Everybody else want to come out the closet. How come we can't come out the closet?
Amen.
Get out of the door. Get out of
the door.
Come on in, sister.
You know, let's come out the closet.
That's just real talk.
Amen.
You know, you walk in my office, first thing you see is Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And they ask me, well, that's what he is. And some of the Muslims, I say, Jesus is Lord. Well, how come he can be Lord? Yeah, he is Lord. Now, that's between you and God. I'm telling you what he is in my life. You know?
My Lord.
I'm not going to argue with him. You know, I just love knowing what it is. And, you know, if you got an argument, argue with God, not me. I believe.
No wonder the judge is up there asking for prayer.
We need revival. And like you said, Dr. Hunter, we need revival. We need individual revival, a collective revival.
Revival time. That's what my key word is. It's time to have revival like never before. It's time for us to do as the apostles did, to go out there, get those people and believe God and see them just sitting sick and lay hands on and watch them get revived and go to I won't say it like that, Lord, but I say to them, while they're sitting on the rough tum-tum and not doing nothing, the time has come for us who have the anointing to go out and lay hands on the sick. It's time for us. Come out of our place of there and go with and do what God says. See, when I was in the military, I was a soldier, and every morning I had to command 40,000 people. When I call attention, I won't hit him boot tricky one time. One out of order, I had to stop him and say, give me 50. Give him 50, 50 push-ups. Why? Because he was out all night long. See, God doesn't treat us that way. But we have to get people to know we got to stay in line. See, God loves us. He loves us, but it's time for us to start from New Jersey to Montana to California to New Mexico to Texas to Louisiana, all the way to Atlanta, Georgia to Florida, all the way back to North Carolina, and let it flow in America. Let the fire flow. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost flow. Let people that can't see. Let people that can't hear. Let people that can't walk start walking. We got the anointing to raise the dead. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You think it got you? You think NBS got you? You think Spots got you? So who is this man and all? Who is this woman? Who is this man? It's a man of God, a woman of God. And they're doing what God say do.
We're not afraid. We're not ashamed. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
See, that woman out of Florida, that woman up there in New Jersey got me fired up. Got me fired up.
Thank you.
Woo. My God.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus. How's your daughters doing?
They're doing fine. They're in there sleeping. We got here, they bathed and prayed, and they went to bed.
See that? Now, can you share with your experience that you and I had through what God did so people can hear this, because the world needs to hear this. See, the devil got to be called a liar.
Amen. Go ahead. Refresh my memory, Doctor.
Ma'am?
Hello? Refresh my memory.
I said, remember you was leaving from Texarkana?
Yeah.
What happened?
Oh yeah, thank God. Oh, when I talked to you for the first time.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. I thank God for what that we were able to connect and that you were able to speak a word in due season to my life, and I give God the grace for that, for the praise for that.
Likewise, I do.
Amen.
That there's some believers out there that can believe God. And there's some hearers. See, there's a believer and a hearer. The believer got to hear and the hearer got to believe.
Mm.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And here you are out there in New Jersey. We all over in Atlanta, Georgia. We're in Louisiana. We're here in Texas. And some out there, we're listening to one another. That's what God wants us to do, to come together.
Yes.
Come together. The time is for the fire. I want to tell you, Texas is on fire. Texas is on fire. It's on fire. Ain't nothing nobody can do about it because it's on fire. Because I'm on fire. I'm going to take the word of God, and I'm going to take it to the next level, and I'm going to stand with God's hands and say, this is what
Amen.
The God said. The blind shall see, the lame shall walk. If you got any funny money in the house of God, I'm going to throw it out. Ain't going to have no funny money in the house of God. We're going to have the blessings of Abraham in there. We're going to have the women of God. We're going to have the men of God. We're going to have folks saying right. We're going to have it right because the time has come. And I'm here to tell you that listen to me, because God is saying the time has come. We got to blow the horn. Sound the alarm in Zion. Let it be known. Sound the alarm. We got to sound it. He's on his way back. He's on his way back for New York. He's on his way back for New Jersey. He's on his way back for South Carolina, for North Carolina. He's on his way for Tennessee. He's on his way for Southern North Carolina. He's on his way for Florida. He's on his way for Atlanta. He's on his way. He's on his way. He's on his way. He's on his way for Idaho. He's on his way.
Hallelujah.
God's on his way.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank
yes.
you.
He's on his way.
Hallelujah.
Woo. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
And
thank
I say
you,
this, all of us that listen to me and the weak voice that I'm in right now, we got to know that we know, we got to believe that we believe, because if we can see what God can do, we watch God with 109 years old man. I got a lot of faith from watching that old man. And God used me, God said, bless him. And now here I am. I moved up in age. And God say, do what I said do. And he always say, if you ain't on God's side, you're on the devil's side. And you ain't going to heaven, you're going to hell. So that's how we got to tell him. Hallelujah.
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 Look at Paul. Paul said, here I am. Here I am. He said, I'm a man of nothing. He said, all I can tell you is what I say. He said, I'm saying, that Paul said, look, y'all got the wrong person. He said, the man I met, I don't know who that man was. But I can tell you this, that man was not in himself, because where he was 14 years ago, he saw something he can't even talk about, not even write about. Can you imagine God allowing him to come that close? God is allowing us to come that same close to God.
Yeah.
God loves us. Hello, Houston, somebody.
Hallelujah. See, I watched a man one day, and I'll say this, and one brother knows, I watched a man come there when I was a bodyguard for this one particular person because I was doing what God say. God brought that man. Are you listening to me? Are you hearing me, somebody? Because God's going to bless you. The man had a duffel bag. If you're a soldier, you know what a duffel bag is. They had a duffel bag full of cash. They said, give this to him. Somebody said, that don't belong to him. I said, yes, it's alone. I'm the bodyguard. It belonged to him. Well, you ought to give it to us. I said, I'm not. God didn't tell me to give it to you. He said to give it to this person. They got so upset. Well, you just a blah, blah, blah. So forget it. I got you where I want you right now. Let it go, Satan. And you know what? From that, God bless me immensely. If God can touch you with big things, he can give you small things, make big things out of it. Hallelujah.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. I know what God can do. I know what God can do.
Hallelujah.
Some of you know who I'm talking about, but I ain't calling them because I don't have permission to put it out. But if you say it like this, I was there. I was there when the man whooped the soldier that was back. Talk to us.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Are we all still on?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Dr. Hunter still there?
Sound like we lost somebody.
Yeah, I think we lost Dr. Hunter.
That's what I thought. And how we are still on even though he's off?
It sounds like it.
Oh, yeah, so you can still listen to the Word of God and preach the Word of God and help other souls.
Amen. Hello?
Yes. Hello.
Oh, I think we may have lost Dr. Hunter.
Okay, well, we're still on the air, so we can still talk.
Amen. Yes, indeed. I just wanted to say, sister in New Jersey, I agree with you 100% and with what you were ministering about and how, you know, we need to stop, the body of Christ needs to stop playing church and really become the church that God has called us to be according to his scripture, and to not cower back and to stand boldly or should I say stand firm, sure-footed on our faith as being Christ followers. And I totally agree with what you're saying, with what you had said. And it brought me to this particular verse, because I know we were looking at, what was that, verse 33 in the Kingdom of God?
Yes, ma'am.
And it brought me to Philippians 3:10. And I know in the Amplified translation really just kind of makes it really become more of an impact to me with what Paul said in that particular verse, and I'm going to read it. It says, "For my determined purpose is that I may know him, that I may progressively become more deeply and intimately acquainted with him." perceiving and recognizing and understanding the wonders of his person more strongly and more clearly, and that I may in that same way come to know the power outflowing from his resurrection, which it exerts over believers, and that I may so share his sufferings as to be continually transformed in spirit into his likeness, even to his death in the hope. And that just, I mean, to me, if we as believers, as a body of Christ, can understand how important it is for us to know him and to be transformed into his likeness, like you said, being more Christ-like, being a light of the world and salt of the earth. And I just believe with you that it is so important for us to, as children of light, to be that light on a hill that shines bright, you know, to where a lost world in a dark world could come and draw into him through us as being lights of the world. I just think that's so important. And for you to be where you are in your job and proclaiming to be a child of God or a Christ follower. And I, too, work in a place where different Muslims work. I work for doctors, so there are those that are there in my office that believe that. But I don't cower back. And I proclaim to be who I am and who I follow, and that's Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Yeah. And it's just such a need for us to stand up. And like you say, how come we can't come out the closet?
Come on now. Everybody else coming out now.
Exactly. And who more so should? And
Amen.
That, of course, God is expecting us to come out.
Amen.
And when we cower back and just say, oh, well, then what good are we?
Right.
If we don't stand up and be a voice, and, of course, that's a voice of righteousness.
Amen. Oh. Can I add one more to you?
Amen.
You know, it's so important what you just said, because we can't get in without doing it.
Amen.
Right now I'm going to that scripture where Jesus said, I never knew you.
Ah, yeah.
Now we talking about folks that had a mighty work for the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And he's saying, I never knew you. They talking about they raised the dead. They done this miracle and that miracle, and he said, I don't know you. It's Matthew 7 and 21.
Okay. Yeah.
I love that word you just brought through there. You got me flipping. That was good right there. That's good.
Amen.
Because you have to know him.
Amen. Praise the living God.
Amen. Hallelujah.
One said, how can you say that you're a Christian?
Mm.
How can you follow someone that you're not following? How can you say you're a follower of Christ and you're not following him?
Amen. Amen.
You know, people say I'm a Christian all day, but you look at the fruit and they're not following Christ.
Yes.
How can we be followers if we're not following? We don't look
That's
like
true.
It. We're not going like it. What are we doing? In Matthew 7 and 21, it says, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter
Come
the
on.
Kingdom of heaven.
Amen.
But
Amen.
He who does the will of my Father in heaven.
Amen.
Amen. Many will say to me in that day, Lord,
Lord,
Lord, have we not prophesied? Come on now, prophesy. In your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name. And then I would declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness.
Woo! Wow.
My Jesus.
Wow.
My Jesus.
Yes.
My Jesus.
So true. So true.
My Jesus. Oh, my Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I love you. I love you. I love you. My Jesus. Yes.
And it's amazing, and not to not to point fingers, but just in our
point them. I might need one on me tonight. Point it. I'm trying to get right. Point it.
in our circles, on how we confess or we say the word Lord, Lord. And I just don't know if they're saying it just as a little cliche or it's something that they really mean to say in their heart, Lord, Lord. But he knows our heart. He knows our motive. He knows our salvation. He knows his children. He seeks after his children. And just as the verses proclaim, many will say that. Many will say to him in that day, Lord, Lord, have I not done these? Have I not prophesied in thy name? Have I not cast out demons or done the will that in your name? And so many do that now, you know. But the heart and the motive don't line up. The heart is not whole, and the motive is for their own ill-gotten gain. Self-seekers, and we have to reckon with him in the day of judgment. And somehow or another, we're just not connecting the dots. There's going to be a day of reckoning. So, yes, we need to get right, church, and let's go home.
Get right, church. Come on now.
Yes, we need to get right. And get right in his will. Line up with his will. But don't come faking and shaking.
No, you did. Yes, you did.
Come correct, as they say, and do what is right according to his will. Do it with a whole heart and not a half heart, because he will call us out, and he will sit us down if we have to. He will hinder our ministry for a season of time until we can get back into that fire. And then he pulls us back out and says, now you're ready. Sit on top of the mantle and look pretty for me.
Ow.
That's
Go
the
on
guy.
In. Go on. Take it on in.
Proclaiming the will of God.
Thank you, Jesus.
He's tired, I just believe. He's just tired of the foolishness. Now, I'm talking about his kids. I'm talking about his children now.
Amen.
Body of Christ. And like you said, sis, we've seen so many people and so many things coming out of closets. Like Dr. Hunter said, in Colorado and some other states, they're allowing recreational marijuana to become a thing now. And then so many others are coming out of the closets where our grandchildren are growing up in a way of life to where mamas and mamas are living in the same house and daddies are living in the same house. These children don't even know what a male and a female household is. Because
That's
they're coming
right.
out
That's
of
right.
a womb in a generation of foolishness. So the work for the believer is more work to be done in the vineyard. And the laborers need not to cower back. We need to stand firm and shine bright like a diamond.
Amen.
Amen.
The
you
work
know what?
Is plentiful.
That's good right there. Amen. Because you know what? I just got a little, can I ask you something to you? Because, I mean, you working on it.
My daughter just started kindergarten this year. She's 5. But she was in a pre-K last year, and her birthday was in May. And I had been seeing these two gentlemen drop their son off. But I was thinking, I don't know where my mind was. I was thinking it was the new husband and the ex-husband. But I was wrong. This was two daddies.
Yeah.
So they had a birthday party for the little boy and invited us, and the kids couldn't make it, but I took a gift over. And that's when I found out everything. And, you know, when the man said, you know, we are a couple, I said, well, praise the Lord. God still loves you.
Amen.
He loved you. And I said it before I knew it, and the guy looked at me and I almost turned red. I said, God loves you. He so loved, and I just gave him John 3:16 right then. God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten son. You ain't too far gone that he can't get you.
Amen.
He looked at me like they did an exorcist neck turnaround. Like, no, she didn't. Yes, she did. And I got some tracks with me, too. Sure do. You need them.
Wow. Wow.
You can, you can come out of that mess. You know, we don't be afraid to confront this. Because, I mean, I wasn't accusing them of nothing.
Right.
You know what you're doing. But here's Jesus. He's still here. You know? So we can't be afraid to testify and to witness to these people. They need to be saved, too. You know, the transvestite needs to be saved. These people that had sex changes, they don't pay hundreds of thousands of dollars to get their sex changes. They need to be saved.
Amen.
You know, the Holy Ghost will work with all that afterwards. Just, we got to catch the fish. We can't clean them in the water. Catch them and then let the Holy Ghost clean them up. You know what he going to do. You know, but we can't be afraid to get out and preach the gospel. That's what we call to do, preach
Amen.
The gospel. We ain't called to set up all these 10 different ministries and to go to Bill Showers over in Guatemala and all that. You know, on missionary trips, they need to go be preaching the gospel, but they go and doing all kind of other things. People need to be saved.
Mm-hmm.
Then stuff flow after that. We need to go out and preach the gospel. You know, we got all kind of other programs and stuff going on at church, but we need to be preaching the gospel and making disciples. Teach them
mm-hmm.
what Jesus taught in the Bible here. That's what we're supposed to be doing, the Great Commission.
The Great Commission.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So they didn't call us no more. After that.
Well, my love, I want to tell y'all something. We got about 5 minutes left to be on the air. And as the Spirit of God move a person to faith, we close this out for tonight. We close this part of the radio program, I will pray. But remember my words. I love you. I love you. I love you. Somebody give me a prayer.
Okay. All right. Here's that.
No, somebody make too much noise. Go ahead. Somebody take a side of prayer.
All right. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just exalt your holy name, and we just thank you for this time of sharing, this time of fellowship. Father God, we thank you for the lives that have been transformed by these very hours that have passed. Father God, we thank you for our brothers and sisters in Christ who allowed to set aside time to share with each other, and that lives would be transformed, hearts would be changed, become tender, bitterness would be dismissed. Father God, jealousy would be gone. Father God, hatred is no more, and forgiveness takes place, Father God, and humbleness will be a way of life,
Father God, we thank you for with what you're doing right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, I ask that you move in a mighty way through to the hearts of everybody who has tuned in tonight. I pray that you would move in a mighty way to everybody who has typed in tonight through the internet and listened through their headphones. Father God, I pray right now that you would move right now in a mighty way that those who have called on the line and just became live with Dr. Hunter and the rest of us, Father God, do a mighty work in their hearts right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, I speak life right now. Be the life that they need to be a light on a hill, Father God. Allow them to be the salt of the earth right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, allow them to leave tonight with a rhema word, that they take a nugget, Father God, that they will cherish it and allow it to make manifestation in their life, dear Lord. Allow them to suck with you, dear Lord. Clean us with hyssop, dear Lord, that they will be a light on a hill, Father God. Take us out of the valley, Father God. Keep us from having our head hung down, dear Lord, because we are a child of the Most High God, dear Lord, that we continue to be a light in a dark place, Father God, on our jobs, in our circles, Father God, in our homes, that relationships will become mended, dear Lord, in the name of Jesus. Use us to be the kind of children that we need to be and productive in doing your will. The call is now, Father God, that somebody be saved tonight, dear Lord, that they surrender it all to thee, that they lift up holy hands and say, yes, I am a sinner. Lord, clean me up. I trust you in every way, shape, and form. I believe that Jesus died on that cross, that he laid and buried and rose on the third day. Father God, that his blood ran down the side of his body to cover my sins, dear Lord. I pray right now that someone would repeat that after me, that they will become a child of God. We welcome you right now in the family, in the body of Christ. And I pray that somebody be led to go to a church that teaches the word of God, that they will grow in the word of God, become a disciple of the word of God, that they will go and make disciples, that disciples will make disciples, that the water of that the living water will continue to flow from breast to breast, from bosom to bosom. Father God, that generations to come will become children of God and not children of Satan. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for your Holy Spirit who lives and breathes in and through us, Father God. He's our comforter. He's our teacher. He's our revealer. And, Father God, we thank you for your Holy Spirit. And, Lord, we thank you for Jesus who died on that cross. If it had not been for the bloodshed of Jesus Christ, where would we be? Lord God, we bless you. We glorify you. We know the devil is a lie, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And we say glory, 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 hallelujah, Lord God Almighty. In Jesus' holy and matchless name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
I love you.
I love you, brothers and sisters in Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Go in grace and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.